Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. The kind of morning I love to wake up to. I hope that includes you. Sunny, beautiful. The rain has cleared out the air. It's definitely spring now. Winter's breathing its last breath. You're on the track, I hope. You're in the gym, I hope. You're thinking about your health, I hope. The only reason not to be listening to this show is you're out working out. Otherwise, you are listening to this show, and let's celebrate it. I'm going to do phase three today of immunity. You say infection, you say cancer, I say immunity. I hope you've heard the last two shows. I think we've gotten some major points across. Let's do a little summary of the last two shows real quick, because we got tons to talk about, and as you well know, I'll never finish. Immunity, your immune system, what you understand of it. You say infection, you say you got the flu, you say you got the cold, you say you got the cold you can't shake. I had five of them in here this week. You say you got the cancer that you didn't want to get. I say, how aggressive was your immune system? There's the shift. You say infection or cancer. I say, how clean is your bone marrow? How productive is your bone marrow? I say, can your bone marrow respond to the immunogenic load? Can it upregulate its production of what it's got to upregulate? That bone marrow, that's variable in its ability to produce. The bone marrow's toxic. If there's too many lipophilic pieces of garbage floating around in the air, the water, the food, the cheese, the meat, all of it, that's ultimately bound up inside your bone marrow, and your bone marrow's got to pump it out because there's a huge load on your immune system. A bunch of invaders, a bunch of chemicals. Can your bone marrow pump it out? Can your thymus gland pump it out? Those T cells, those NK cells, don't forget Mr. Thymus. Yeah, as an adult, it shrinks down. Nobody talks about it, but everybody knows it's there and it's key. You say infection or cancer. I say, how's your bone marrow? I say, how's your thymus? I say, how's your spleen? I say, how's your lymphatic system at large? Yeah, that lymphatic system, the space in between the cells. You guys, my audience, understand what I'm talking about. Pat yourself on the back because you've educated yourself to a higher level. We're going to talk about mushrooms today, and mushrooms are herbs, and herbs are gifts, and herbs are divine. And fortunately, we've got some real herbal tools here. Premier Research Labs, of course, first and foremost, if at all possible. But you know my rant. Those herbs work to a point. Those herbs have to enhance the fundamentals. So you say infection. I say, how's the aggression of your immune system? How's your bone marrow? How's your thymus, your spleen, and your lymph? You might say, well, I need that herb. I might say, yes, you do. But that herb better be sitting in the right foundation. If you can get that, pat yourself on the back. 3 years of shows, pushing 150 at this point. I'm proud of it. I hope you've enjoyed it. It basically says, same theme, get the foundation. But you've got to get the education. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. If you can, if you're not driving, get to the website. I don't know how you can listen to the show without wanting to look at the pictures. My pictures are incredible. StraightTalk.cc. That's two C's. Two T's, not .com. Get on the radio literature section. Get to the date of the show. It's easy. And look at the pictures. Okay. You say infection. I say emotions and sleep. You say infection or cancer. I say, what is the immune system load before the particular infection or the cancer got in? It takes so much sometimes to get it through people's heads. It's not the infection that they isolated or the one you suspect that they've never isolated. It's not the one that you suspect. You went to travel. You ate some food. You got some sort of a microbe. They gave you some sort of a antibiotic or some sort of a remedy, holistic or otherwise, and your life has never been the same. And it's 20 years later because you're looking for the infection. That is the myth. It is the myth of microbiology. It is the myth of infectious disease. It is the myth of holistic medicine. It is the myth of people that just want to give you supplements to fight infections. And I have seen dozens and dozens of people over 20 years waste their lives looking for something that doesn't matter. It's called misdirection. Sometimes when you're trying to heal, it's like being in a labyrinth. It's like trying to solve a jigsaw puzzle and you're blind. That's because you're not listening with something stronger than your eyes, something more effective. You can't hear the truth because you're so frazzled. That's how you stay sick. That's what this show is about, trying to get you to a higher level of understanding. And when I can actually attach that into the science and the reality of a healing, not the psychotherapy and the spirituality of a healing, but the actual reality of the body's physiology, well, then we can smoke the big cigar. We hit the bullseye. We bat the grand slam. So you say infection or cancer. I say you got there and you can't get out of there because the load on your immune system was far too great. That's the last two shows. That's big. Lazy macrophages. Do you have them? Do you know what macrophages are? Picture number one. Get to the pictures. Look at that. Look at that beast. That big amoeba with those tentacles swallowing up, in this case, E. coli. That's magnified about 20,000 times. This is like meditation. This is a prayer. There's God there. Outstanding. Look at that. How aggressive is that animal? We can measure that. We can get a sense of that. We know in lots of people, your macrophages don't look like that. They just look like big, dead blobs that aren't moving. Look at picture number two. Fascinating. Picture number two, look at that. That's a macrophage swallowing, I guess, a bunch of E. coli. It just engulfs it. Like being at the top of a massive crater, a massive volcano, right out of Lord of the Rings. Those E. coli must be flipping out. And once in there, that macrophage is going to dissolve it. Now, if you don't fall into the hole of the macrophage, if some B lymphocyte doesn't, if some antibody doesn't drag you in, remember last show? Antibodies made by B lymphocytes will target viruses, attach to the viruses, neutralize them, and then dump them off in the large crater of the macrophage. If that doesn't psych you up, I don't know what would. Look at that, picture number three. That's a macrophage extending a pseudopod. It's just extending a long arm, the long arm of the macrophage, the arm of the law, what you don't want coming after you. If you're a virus, if you're a bacteria, if you're a cancer cell, potentially if you're a parasite, you don't want that. If that macrophage is aggressive, it's really aggressive, look to the bottom of my pictures. Go all the way to the bottom, scroll down to the bottom. Now you're going to see something really fascinating. Look at that black and white. I had my tech person put that on here. Look at that black and white. Look at that. That's fascinating. I see that all the time in the microscope. You see macrophages going after those little whatever those things are. In this case, they called it a bacteria. Maybe it's not a virus. A virus wouldn't be big enough. But if you watch that macrophage, look at that thing. Now, what I should have put on there, but you know how it is a macrophage, the same macrophage. So you're looking at the bottom of the page. And if you're driving, I haven't forgotten you. You're looking at a big blob that's moving rapidly, that's chasing down, like Steve McQueen in The Blob in the early 50s, this big moving blob. Although that blob didn't move. That blob just hung out in the corner, and silly people walked into it. But this is a blob that moves. Some people's blobs, macrophages, don't move. They sit there, inert. That's a problem. You can see aggressivity of the immune system under even a simple light field microscope. This is what we ought to be assaying. This is what we ought to be turning into a real immune system. We ought to be looking at immune system cells like macrophages, noting that they're docile, senescent, dead, not moving, messed up, drunk, delirious, useless. And we ought to turn them into fighting machines. Because that's a pretty good clue that whatever you're doing to do that is going to affect the totality of the body. This is what we should be thinking about long before we ever get sick. I will guarantee you, put it in writing and boldface print, that before people succumb to infections, I'm talking about the guy that called me this week. He hasn't had the flu in 3 years. And he said, I don't know what this is. This is the devil, he said. I've been sick for 3 weeks. I can't move. I'm debilitated. This isn't me. When those things happen, what was your macrophage up to before that infection set in? Viral, bacterial, parasitic, I don't care. Aggressivity of the immune system, you're looking at it. Just a great picture. HCL therapy, I did a show on it. Go back and listen to that show. HCL therapy. Go back and look at the doctors from the turn of the century that have endorsed and supported and used that. HCL therapy turns your macrophages into aggressive animals. They go from docile little turtles into deadly pit bulls. And that's what you want working for you. Most important. Now look at picture number four. Picture number four is a B lymphocyte. And the antigens, meaning the viruses, have attached to the B lymphocyte. And that B lymphocyte is going to spit out antibodies. Look at picture number six. That's a B lymphocyte with antigens attached, spitting out those Y-shaped things of the antibodies. Those antibodies are going to grab the virus, neutralize it, drag it into the macrophage. The macrophage is going to open its mouth, and it's going to swallow it. There's a dance. There is a sophisticated, divine, esoteric dance that science can magnify and bear witness to. If you can't find God there, there's something wrong inside you. Truly, truly. We have to humbly submit to those types of knowledges. Humbly submit so we can see more clearly what we need to do. That's what science is not doing. That's why you go to your medical doctors. That's why you go to Kaiser. That's why you go to these places and find yourself so empty inside, because your doctors aren't seeing anything. They're being misdirected. And don't blame them. There's something in human consciousness that makes people susceptible to that. And there's something in human consciousness that exceeds that deficit. And that's the fundamental point here. Within you, just as within your body, are treasure chests. And if you illuminate them and examine them and study them and associate them to science, it's a brave new world. It's a whole new world. That's what health is. Anything else is less. Anything else, do not settle for. Holistic medicine is not holistic medicine. Medicine is medicine, and medicine is a combination of many things, from operations and surgeries and joint replacements and killer antibiotics, all of which can be very appropriate. Very appropriate when it's appropriate. And when it's not appropriate, well, you have to look to the divine, because the answer's there. There's a science behind that. Now look at picture number eight. Picture number eight. That is a macrophage. It's a dead macrophage. It's a macrophage that's way over its head. It's a macrophage that's going to fail you. It's a macrophage that wasn't designed or evolved to deal with certain beasts. Those shards, those sharp, thorn-like shards, those slivers, those are asbestos fibers. Mesothelioma, asbestos disease. Cancer, lung cancer, induced by asbestos inhalation. Steve McQueen got it, we think. Others do. You even hear lawyers on the air talk about if you've been exposed to asbestos and have had or suffered from mesothelioma, call. Look at that. That's the reality of it. The asbestos fiber destroys the macrophage. The macrophage can't handle it. Now, how many more macrophages you want to put on that? 10, 20, 100, 1,000? Where's your sleep? Where's your psyche? What's the toxic load to the body? How are your lymph? Can you withstand the attack? Well, when their attack is asbestos, you're in trouble. You may not stand the attack. Look at picture number five. Excuse me, not picture number five. Yes, picture number five. That's an NK cell. That big thing is a cancer cell. The little ball down on the bottom there, that's an NK cell that just blew a hole in a cancer cell. So we've got all these different immune system warriors. As previously stated, you say cancer, I say, are you pumping out those NK cells? Virchow, picture number 13, Metchnikoff. First observed phagocytosis by phagocytes, a fundamental process of the innate immune response. That's a picture of Metchnikoff, who's telling everybody, observe phagocytosis, observe the aggression of the immune system, and then ask yourself what resistance to disease really constitutes. All right, we're going to take a shift now. We're doing great with the time here today. We're going to make a shift. We're going to make a shift to another tool to enhance your immunity. So make no mistake about it. Sleep, emotions, everything I've mentioned. Add to that the HCL therapy, and we won't overstate that case. Except that keep in mind the HCL therapy when done. I don't mean, of course, to just take some hydrochloric acid therapies 2 to 4 to 6 with your lunches or dinners. I'm talking about HCL therapy, not using hydrochloric acid as a digestive stimulant, as a digestive aid. Hear my recent show on that. Read Guy Bryant's book. Read 3 days of hydrochloric acid therapy to understand the depth of what I'm saying. Always it's the depth I'm asking you to consider. And understand that one of the indices I want to remind you is at the time of infection, when the exogenous animal hits your system, what you call the flu or the microbe, was your immune system clear and running free? Was the lymphatic system clear and free? So the immune system animals that run through it are not being tripped up by precipitates, by different forms of sludge, by massive deposition of fibrin into the intercellular space. At the time of infusion, at the time of attack, were your highways, your lymphatic highways, free and clear? And that's what HCL therapy is actually doing. Not to mention, it also enhances the aggressivity of the macrophage. So it does two things. And we can see this. People that do HCL therapy, you can see their macrophages come to life. It's a fascinating therapy. Now, another gift from God, the mushrooms. And that's today's show. The divine gift of the adaptogen, the mushroom. Let's talk about mushrooms. As always, I love to use supplementation. Used appropriately, it saves you time. What would take 5 years or 7 years, you can do in 2 years or 3 years. Yeah, I don't care what you do. It takes a while to heal. When you've been sick for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and you think When you've burned yourself out, when you've gotten yourself exhausted, when you've lived exhausted over a period of years, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and finally you cave in, you're starting to get worried. You're going to pop a few herbs, do a few detoxes, and expect to jump back. You're going to go pay some nutritionist or some holistic medical doctor for some new cleanses and approaches and expect to jump back. You drank the Kool-Aid if you thought that. Somebody told you things. You have false expectations. You have, in fact, no clue about reality. And that's understandable. So don't misunderstand. That's not to blame. But you are the public. And how can you understand the inside track? So understand this. Herbs speed things up. But if you were going to take and invest your energy into a bunch of plant medicines that enhance immunity, you can't be without an insight into the mushroom. Fascinating mushrooms. Picture number 15, cordyceps. Premier Research Labs puts that out in something called Adrenovin. And of course, the cordyceps in Adrenovin is wild. It's not made in a greenhouse, and we're going to discuss the different ways that we process, make, grow, harvest, fertilize, process mushrooms. Big part of the show today. I'm really going to get into herbology and mushrooms. So look at cordyceps. Now look at that. That looks like a caterpillar. It is a caterpillar. I'm sitting here with a bunch of them that look just like that. That's cordyceps in Adrenovin. Cordyceps has the most fascinating story. Mind you, the history of the mushroom in China and India was always linked to the priests and the monks. Now, these priests and monks lived in mountains. They lived in caves. They lived in nature. They were beyond the law. Not that they broke the law, but back then, who's going to go up inside a cave that no one can survive, in climates no one can survive? And actually juristate, or judicate, I think is the word. Who's going to enforce the law in some mountain up at 12,000 feet or something? I mean, these guys evolved relationships with plants and medicine in secluded places that nobody was interested in living in. And therefore, the dictators, the kings of the day, had no interest in talking to these guys unless they wanted to pay these guys and honor these guys to be part of their kingdom. And that's the history of Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine. It's like if Barack Obama and George Bush had a council of herbalists. Think about that. Wrap your head around that concept. That's a fascinating concept. What kind of government would we have if George Bush and Barack Obama had been mentored, tutored, influenced by people who are asking them to go into all sorts of physical natural medicines, including the use of herbs, high quality herbs, that the kind of money that those presidents and our government generate would actually avail them to? Can you imagine the shifts? See, you complain about your politicians, whether they're Republican or Democrats. A perspective here, a larger perspective, something that supersedes the political theology, is who are these people? Is Barack Obama a devil? Well, some say. Was George Bush a devil? Or some say. But here's the point. Forget the politics here. We have to give that there's a better side, or what Lincoln called the angle, the better angle of human nature, in each and every one of those politicians. Back then, back when these herbs were used, these herbs were distributed. They were cultivated. They were respected by the political community, and they were administered. Therapy was given by these same guys that lived in the caves. So they either lived in the caves or they lived with the princes. Fascinating. Cordyceps, the history. Real simple. Out in the woods are caterpillars. Up in the sky are birds. Birds defecate down, sometimes on people's heads. You've seen that. If they don't hit your head, they hit the earth. On the earth is the caterpillar. The feces from the bird falls on the caterpillar. In the feces of the bird is a fungus. The fungus starts to parasitize the head of the caterpillar. Fascinating. That's what you're looking at. Take that one in. Picture 15, cordyceps. Take those, dry them, grind them up into a powder. Put them in a tea. The Chinese would put cordyceps just like that into the belly of a duck. They'd slow roast the duck or boil the duck over 3, 4, 5, 6 hours. And then they'd eat the duck that had become a cordyceps marinade. They'd eat the duck over a period of weeks. The duck, of course, I think would partially rot, or the duck wouldn't. But it would be mixed with other elixirs. And the collective effect of this tonic was profound. And you could give it to debilitated people. People who were extremely sick or people who wanted the competitive edge, as the Chinese athletes did in the 60s. China whipped. A lot of people don't know this. China whooped the United States of America in track and field at some Olympic between the 60s and the 70s. And we didn't understand why or how or who. We just never associated the Chinese to beating America in track and field, but they whooped us. And what we discovered is the Chinese government, smart as they were, and they are smart, they put their money into finding out where the real stuff grew and fed it into their athletes 30, 40, 50 grams a day. They jacked it up. I do that twice a week. I'll take a series of mushrooms, whether it's reishi, maitake, shiitake, definitely cordyceps, agaricus, hericium, and I'll make a brew. I often do it before the show. It's the competitive edge in business, in sports, in life. It's to use the mushrooms as an adaptogen. Now, what does this have to do with immunity and the disease? We're going to get to that in a moment. If you're new to the show, if you're on the road, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Get to the website when you get home, straighttalk.cc. Spread the word. No show like this around. I just don't think it's a concept for anybody yet. It's about using a show to teach you to think. It's not data accumulation. It's about integration. And this is where we're missing. We're not integrating people. Well, yeah, you need the higher mind. If you're listening, you are the higher mind. If you want to spread the word, spread it to a higher mind. I hear from my audiences all the time. We tell people about your show, Dr. Medici. It goes one way or the other. Of course it does. I'm here to do what makes me happy. This makes me happy. This might make you happy. If this makes you happy, spread your joy. And that's the concept here, because the rest of it's just garbage marketing. America needs to get over garbage marketing. It's built on stupid marketing. Because we've marketed so poorly, in my word, nobody believes anybody anymore. And you see this all the time. When the Pharisees come into my office, as they do once or twice a week, enough money, a Rolls Royce outside, but they don't believe anybody. Everything's just about money. Everything's just about sales. Everything's just about marketing. It hurts me. It really hurts me. We've given them the disease. Holistic medicine has given them the disease. We've given them the fuel to be so suspicious that they're convinced, although they're desperate. When people come in, they're desperate. Anyone that's got anything, you included, think of your history here, your medical history. The first thing you do is go to an MD. The second thing you do is go to an MD. The third thing you do is go to another MD. The fourth, fifth, sixth, and tenth thing is go to an MD. Why? Because we're taught to do that. Why? Because you don't pay a dime for that. America does not pay for its health care. That is the way it feels about health care. It's an inalienable right that all people should have. Let's not get into that debate. But here's the point. Before you seek a natural cure, before you ask God for a cure, you are certainly and have certainly done the allopathic trip. And you've been deceived or you feel mistreated. And then you try a holistic doctor and another one and another one and another one. And by the time you come in, you can't open yourself to really what it's all about, and that is the divine mechanism of the body. It amazes me, but I guess you have to forgive and make space for the amount that people suffer before they can come to a healing correctly. Because look at what we're asking them to understand, that a caterpillar has a bird dump on its head and it grows into something valuable and vital. Cordyceps, look it up yourself. Hundreds of articles. I'll get into a few today. We're going to have the time today. There's one. We say cordyceps for the adrenals. We say cordyceps to enhance immunity. We say cordyceps to strengthen the memory. We say cordyceps to increase sexual potency. We say cordyceps to increase muscular synthesis. We say cordyceps to specifically advance immunity of the lung, to tonify the strength of the lung. You look up cordyceps, it's used traditionally for hundreds of reasons. Why we use one and not the other? Well, that's another show, really. Leave that to the herbalists, but get hip to mushrooms and make friends with cordyceps. I can trust Dr. Marshall's brew, Adrenaven. Make friends with it. We'll talk about dosages later. We'll talk about perspectives in using the adaptogens. I got to get to immunity. There's cordyceps. Now the next one, lingxi. That's reishi. That's red reishi. All I'm going to tell you about reishi, other than it's a cardiotonic, it allows the cells of your heart to use less oxygen. It allows the cells of your heart not to go into an anaerobic, a without oxygen metabolism, thus a much greater degree of oxidative damage to the cell, free radical damage to the cell. I have seen it bring people out of congestive heart failure. I've seen it make people who have no memory have stronger memories. I've seen it enhance immunity. I've seen it give calm to angry people who have suffered sometimes far beyond we can understand. You see, but undoubtedly you know someone, perhaps your husband, who doesn't think that there's any science to this, that it's all a bunch of that holistic nonsense. Drag them to the site. Have them take a look at picture number 27. That's Linus Pauling. He won the Nobel Prize once. I think he won it twice. One for peace, the other one for science. And he almost cracked the double helical code of the DNA. Undoubtedly, one of the top 10, I'd say 5, great scientific minds of the century. A man of divinity, ultimately originally an agricultural scientist. That's Linus Pauling, lived to 94. Next to him is Fukimi Morishige, another genius. Look at picture number 28. Fukimi Morishige was born in Japan on October 24th, 1925, MD degree from Kurumi University School of Medicine since 67. He's been chief surgeon at the Torikai Hospital. To prevent serum hepatitis in blood transfused patients, he administered large dosages of vitamin C. Look at Morishige. Google his name up as it relates to reishi, red reishi. He gave his life to understanding this mushroom because he met people. He met people who had cured late stage cancer doing nothing else, nothing different than taking red reishi. And he decided to study it. Look his name up. Bring your husband, or bring your friend, or bring your skeptic, and ask them to study these men. These are the true scientists. Their IQs are higher. They produce a much larger body of creative work. They make a much larger contribution. Very often, they get much larger credits. They are an elite. They're scientists. They are not medical doctors. Medical doctors are not scientists. In college, when you study what it's all about, the chemistries, the physical chemistries, the organic chemistries, the cell biologies, the molecular biologies, and then you go to medical school, most medical doctors pray. They pray for the day when they can get out of that. It goes in their ear and out the other. They pass their boards, and then they get into what they're interested in. And that's a beautiful thing. They're interested in physical and clinical diagnosis. They're interested in all the details of surgery, of treatment, of allocation of pharmaceuticals. That's a beautiful thing, but you have to understand my point, my emphatic point. When you ask them to pass judgment on things they've never studied, they have no right to act like they understand a thing, because they don't. They are grossly out of context. And you or your loved ones or your husband or your friends are ignorant. There's no other word for this. They're ignorant. They're not stupid. They're not bad people. But they are grossly ignorant not to understand that the people they're listening to have no education in trying to even render an opinion. Now, why do good ethical medical doctors consistently tell you, unlike Pauling, unlike Morshiki, who was a medical doctor, Pauling was a PhD. Why do they continually say nonsense? Because they never study it. Why? Because they don't see studies. Why don't they see those studies? You have to understand, it is your obligation in the public sector to understand why no studies are given. When your doctor crosses his hands in his white coat, pulls himself up to 62-foot height, while you shrink down into the tile on the floor in the office, and asks you, where are the double placebo-controlled studies to show the efficacy of something like Lingxi or cordyceps? Tell them there are not a great deal of studies published. There's a great deal of hard science published on the observation consistently on the claims that are made. There's a difference between the two. Studies, I'm going to show you studies today. Those studies do not have mechanisms in them. And I won't labor this point now because we've got to get moving here. But studies that show mechanisms are different than studies that show causalities. In other words, you give this herb to a bunch of people and then you see a shift in the way their physiology is. These mushrooms have hundreds and hundreds of studies. Very often when your doctors are skeptical, it's because they don't see studies, randomized studies on large numbers of people as it relates to how these things work to change the course of disease. I'm going to repeat that later. I don't want to go off too much on this. But understand Lingxi. So we're going to go back to picture 18. Lingxi. We're going to talk about what's in that. Look at picture number 17. That's maitake. Look at picture number 18. That's Coriolis. Look at picture number 19. That's shiitake. Those are the mushrooms. Look at picture number 22. That's hericium, the lion's mane. Look at picture number 21. That's agaricus. Agaricus, hericium, cordyceps, reishi, maitake. Shiitake, agaricus, gifts from God, the fungi. No, if you have fungus, no, it will not give you more fungus. Do not think that. Picture 23, hericium. Picture number 24. Look at picture 24. Lion's mane, that's hericium. My advice to you, Premier Research Labs, when you can get those mushrooms from Premier Research Labs. We'll talk about dosing. We'll talk about processing. We'll talk about wildcrafted versus greenhouse grown. There's lots of ways these things are processed. There's lots of ways that these things are harvested. Take a peek at that guy, picture number 29. That's Paul Stamets. Paul Stamets holding that monstrous mushroom. Maybe that's Coriolis, turkey tail. Not sure. That's a mushroom. That's a 50-pound mushroom. That's Paul Stamets. He's one of the great mycologists. Picture number 32. That's Christopher Hobbs. Picture number 31. That's Christopher Hobbs' book. Picture number 30. That's mycelium running. Mycologist. It's called mycology. Point, if you're going, if you're interested, if you think you have the need, if someone's told you that you need immunity enhancement, look into the mushrooms. Get these little pamphlets by Hobbs. Get these pamphlets or books by Paul Stamets. Look into the mushroom kingdom. Take elixirs. My advice to you, for a week, take large doses. What are large dosages? It depends on the encapsulations. It depends on the qualities. Basically, if you're going to get a vegetable capsule filled with 500 milligrams of a mushroom, you're going to need about 10 to 20 capsules, even 30 capsules a day to really get a hit. Do this under supervision. Go to your holistic medical doctor or highly credentialed holistic doctor and have them advise you how to do large dosages. Don't do 2 or 3 or 6. These are nonsense dosages. The crock. I think sometimes the idiocy of the way herbs are marketed out is to have people think that you can get all revved up about something like agaricus, reishi, cordyceps, agaricus, Renovin, say, Coriolis, and do very small dosages. Yes, I took my 1 or 2 capsules. There's my immune booster. You are out of your mind. If you're in a chronic state of decay and you think you're moving the ball that way, please, please, I humbly submit, take a look at that. That is not reality. What you want to do is do nothing else but one day, under stress, under, well, being surrounded by the flu, during flu season, for a month, take yourself 6, 10, 12 capsules 3 times a day. Half an hour before food, an empty stomach, and get the hit. Take the dose up to the point you can feel it. And what does it mean when you can't feel it? What does it mean when you take high dosages of something whose quality you can trust and you can't feel it? Yeah, I'm going to make the offer today. Get on the comment line. That's a bottle of... No, you know what it is? It's 2 bottles of Reishi, 2 bottles of Adrenavin, and 2 bottles of Coriolis. That's on me. That's my gift to you. First person that calls in. I'm just giving it to person number one. Okay, person number one and person number two. It's my gift to you. What does it mean when you do what I just suggested you might do? Take large dosages of a quality-approved, quality-controlled, trustworthy, authentic source of an immune enhancer, like Adrenavin, like Reishi, like Agaricus, like Cordyceps, like Hericium, like Maitake, like Shiitake, and you don't feel it. What does that mean? What do you have to ask yourself first and foremost? I will give, if you get on the comment line and do the due diligence to the first 2 people, whatever I just said I'd give you. I think it was 2 Reishi, 2 Coriolis, and 2 Adrenavin. Whatever I said. You have to understand that if you want relationship with my suggestions, with these suggestions, with anybody's suggestions, you got to come ready. And then you've got to know how to dose. You've got to know how to get quality. Picture number 21, agaricus. It's trying to teach you what good agaricus looks like. When you buy shiitake, the stems should be short and thick. The mushroom should be chubby, chubby. It should be growing in the wild, if possible. When you buy agaricus, look at picture 21. The pileus, that's the cap, should be closed. It should have a nice golden color. I think they meant golden. Pardon them. And the stipe, which might be the stem, is intact and even or homogeneous in color. A golden homogeneous root with a nice pileus, a cap, that's agaricus. Agaricus, read the Japanese literature, famous for pulling people out of renal failure, famous for enhancing the glomerular filtration rate of people who are compromised. These mushrooms have so many functions in the body. Please keep in mind at the top, and we'll not have the time, mushrooms and beta-glucan receptors. We're going to do a little bit of that, but I've got another technical article on Reishi. And just understand, in the face of adversity, there is nothing, I think, that we've studied more as herbs than mushrooms. Hard science has studied them. Again, it's cause-effect science. It tells you that whether it's in rats, rabbits, or people, scientists measure tremendous changes in immune system, tremendous changes in many different physiological functions. That's as far as it goes. back to that earlier statement, it doesn't go to mechanism, and this is my point. A lot of science, like when we study CoQ10, so get this, when we study CoQ10, we can understand the mechanism. I can't get into what that means. It means that on a sheet of paper are tons of molecules spinning around, and we understand how to track it from step one, step two, step three, all the way to the delivery system. We don't understand that about herbs. We don't understand that about mushrooms. But unanimously, without reasonable debate, we attest, science attests, Pauling, Morishige attests, others attest to the great shift in your physiology. That is science, and science often settles on that by itself. So when you hear this is not scientific, a lot of times medical doctors are saying, what's the mechanism? Usually they don't even know what a mechanism is themselves, and that's the truth. But they're just parroting slanted minds that say, if we don't get the mechanism like we do in CoQ10, how can we even say we can support it? Science often supports drugs that they don't understand the mechanisms of, but that they can measure, reproduce, and almost invariably will show a shift in the physiology. If you understand nothing else about the show today, understand those last two sentences. Often science will support a therapy where it doesn't understand the mechanism of the therapy, how the molecules are evolving. But if it can do a consistent, duplicable cause-effect relationship consistently, under scrutiny, just because cause and effect is authenticated, they will support the therapy. So it is really and truly, especially in the case of mushrooms, to say it is non-scientific. If you get nothing else from this show today, from all my 150 shows, get that statement. Because I know what you're doing. I see you do it each week, and you cannot do it. You buy into garbage, myopic theories and therapies about what constitutes health. And then when you turn to alternative medicine, you buy into garbage alternative therapies that are just innocent practitioners who have been misdirected by their teachers and by the schools they've learned these misdirected therapies from. All in all, in the end, it's just like every poor business plan. It wasn't about the personalities. It's just about the poor business plan. Holistic medicine does not have a good infrastructure. It hasn't evolved it yet. It needs to. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, straighttalk.cc. Get on the website, look at the show, buy the archives, do yourself a favor, come to the school, do yourself a favor. If you're really lost and you need to make a move, don't bother calling me if you're a Pharisee. I don't need arrogant people in my office. I need people who can open themselves to making fundamental shifts. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Not if you're a Pharisee. Look that up sometime. Beta-glucans. Look at picture number 33. Dectin-1 is a major beta-glucan receptor on macrophages. A beta-glucan is a polysaccharide that lives in mushrooms, almost all the mushrooms. And that beta-glucan hits the macrophage. Look at picture number 36. Forget the dendritic cell, but look on the right. This is an illustrator's version of the process here. A macrophage has a receptor. It has an arm. It's got a hand sticking out of it, waiting to shake hands only with a beta-glucan. A beta-glucan is just another molecule. Lots of beta-glucans live in mushrooms. That nice raw mushroom you chewed down at the farmer's market, that nice raw mushroom that you gave a few minutes of boil, and that you chewed out. No, those mushrooms, the ones you don't chew, the ones you don't process, the ones you don't liquefy, the ones you don't boil until they're mushy, the ones you don't boil till they're mushy and macerate, the ones you don't dry in the sun and then crush into a powder, and then tincture to alcohol, put in an alcohol tincture. The ones you don't dry, crush to a powder, ferment, add to an alcohol tincture, mix in other things, and then put under the tongue or just put down the throat. The ones you don't process, you don't get the beta-glucans. So understand this about mushrooms, and then I'll get to the macrophage. Mushrooms need to be processed a certain way. But as far as the macrophage is concerned, take a look at that page. A macrophage has a receptor for a beta-glucan, and we give those receptors different names, Dectin-1, Dectin-2, Galectin-3, so on and so forth. Just a name for a molecule that's attached to the membrane of the macrophage, and it hangs out waving its hands for a beta-glucan. Now, there's lots of beta-glucans from lots of other places. Yeasts have beta-glucans. The fungi family, but look, the mushroom, the reishi, the cordyceps, a lot of these mushrooms have beta-glucans, and the beta-glucans attach to the Dectin-1, Dectin-2 receptors, and that activates the macrophage. It turns it into a monster. It's fascinating. And once that macrophage is activated, you know the rest. So, beta-glucans. Look at picture number, look at my last picture, picture number 37. What makes beta-glucan to your body? What does that even mean? It's sort of a ridiculous statement. This is what beta-glucans do. That's what whatever that sentence means. It inhibits free radicals in the body. It stimulates macrophages in the immune system. Modulates an allergic immune system. Prevention of infection and viral disease. Of course a beta-glucan does that. Stimulating a macrophage and preventing infection and viral disease are the same thing. Wound healings and arbitrate inflammation. Won't get into that today. But when you talk about beta-glucans, understand there's a host of things that beta-glucans do in the body. So what did I do? Well, I took a mushroom. I extracted the beta-glucans. I concentrated them. I magnified it a million times in a capsule, and then I put it out to you. I didn't worry that I grew my mushroom in a greenhouse. I didn't worry that my beta-glucan in processing and shipping was irradiated. I didn't worry that the mushroom that I used was way less potent with beta-glucan because I concentrated an extract out of the mushroom, put that in a vegetable capsule and told you to take it, and then marketed it out because my mushroom extract. You see, if you look at Premier Research Labs, they don't talk about mushroom extracts. They talk about mushrooms. Respect the owner of that company and respect the company and respect any people in the mushroom trade who are not selling extracts. What science does, now here's my point. What some of your holistic medical doctors might do is make that tragic mistake. The only thing we've studied is the beta-glucan receptor. So let's just extract the beta-glucan, the polysaccharide, out of the mushroom, concentrate it, feed it back to you as a mushroom extract, and claim it's 1,000 times more potent than that same volume, weight in grams, of the mushroom. That's a mistake. It's stupid. You see? It's stupid. We saw that mistake with vitamin C. We thought vitamin C was ascorbic acid. Then we realized vitamin C is a massive molecule. That the massive molecule of vitamin C had to be delivered in the context of a larger molecular structure called the bioflavonoid, which is part of a larger molecular structure and a larger molecular structure. Finally, you have to be in tune with the universe, the cosmos. Your system has to be vibrating to the frequency of God. From within and from without, for the mushroom to potentiate. That is how the people who delivered mushroom and the concept of the mushroom to enhance longevity, to enhance immunity, to enhance cell function understood it. If you take it out of context and dummy it down and marginalize it down and tweak it down to the pitiful, pathetic level of what you find in a health food store and what some vitamin therapist sells you, you're making a mistake, and so is your vitamin therapist. And I am not criticizing them. Not at all. Most of your vitamin therapists, most of your doctors, most of your manufacturers are happy to do these things. They're making a mistake. fight should be for the ecosystem. Because, yes, in defense of people who don't use the wild mushroom, the ecosystems are dwindling. Remember Batman? I'm talking about Kristen Bale, the real Batman. Kristen Bale, Liam Neeson, Heath Ledger, my God, that performance. I'm talking about Gary Oldman, the last Batman, Nolan's Batman. Remember how he has to go up the side of the mountain to find the blue poppy? Just pretend that's Rishi. Just pretend that's Cordyceps. Just pretend that's Agaricus. Just pretend that's Heresium. That's the stuff. When nutrient research says it's wild, it means it grows in places as close to that as we can get it. And the problem is the ecosystems are dwindling. Big money goes into sequestering those bits. Big money. There is massive competition. Reishi, Cordyceps, ginseng, these were sold for 50 times the price of gold. 50 times the price of the highest price of anything traded. And today, it hasn't changed. But you can still get it wild. Get them wild crafted so you can find the God inside them. Different scripts, same theme. It'll always come down to that. Can you resonate? 714-850-1007, straighttalk.cc, get to the website. Hope this got you thinking. Get to the website. Hear the show again. You have a great week. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Have a nice day.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.